Hey guys, welcome back to Break the Cycle. We're officially back from hiatus, and due to everything that's happening with the coronavirus, we are officially recording quarantine style using Zoom. So welcome to our first episode of season 2, and please welcome our first guest, Adam Lomax from Flatbush.
So how are you, Adam? How's everything? How's quarantine treating you?
Quarantine is... It's here, you know, just really trying to make the best of it, you know, just trying to stay thankful, stay blessed, and stay appreciative, you know?
Yeah, I definitely relate to that. I think it's one of those times where we got to find gratitude in, like, really small things, because if you don't, man, it's just going to get you down every day.
I agree.
So, as a photographer, how has it been, like, being in quarantine? Because I could imagine, like, part of your passion is going outside, capturing moments. Is it like, damn, you wish you was outside and you could capture all the realness that's happening now? Or is it more like, I just miss shooting overall? Or is it, like, a little bit of both? Like, what's going through your mind these days?
Like you said, I definitely say it's a little of both, because I'm definitely trying to take advantage of how the city looks, you know, and like how, you know, when this all clears, it didn't really look like this, you know what I mean? So like,
yeah,
and like also being safe, you know what I'm saying? Cause like you really gotta use your judgment and just know that everyone is affected differently from you. So it's like, you really just gotta be mindful. So like, it's definitely a culture shock, you know, and it really puts things into perspective, you know what I'm saying? Just to think that, like, just it really puts in perspective what's really important, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But, you know, I feel like eventually things will get back to normal. But, you know, I definitely do think, like what you said, it's kind of like you wish you could capture it. Because it's like we're literally living history right now, you know? And, like, the environment is historical.
Like you said, just seeing like how big our city is and seeing it empty, you know what I'm saying? Like, to be built a city that never sleeps, and niggas is really sleeping right now. So like,
yo, five. So have you gone out? Like, have you shot at all since this all started?
Yeah, like, well, I'd say the very second week of quarantine, I was out like that week, literally just taking pictures. You know what I mean? Like, recently, it's been a little less. You know, because I just really just been trying to take the time to like just formulate the next steps, you know.
So that brings me to my next question. Like, so how are you using this time, especially like to still invest in your craft, but maybe not like as much as you like in terms of shooting, but how are you using it? Like, are you plotting right now? Are you making goals for yourself? Like, how are you using this time?
Definitely trying to use this time, like you said, to plot. To think ahead, you know, because it's like you said, it's all about how you look at things, you know. Like, we could use it as a opportunity to learn what you want to learn and try to become more disciplined, I'd say, in life. It's hard, I admit. Like, you know what I mean, to stay motivated and to stay focused, but you really just got to look at the bigger picture, you know.
Yeah, 1,000%. And I respect that, you know, because it's like, you don't have to use this time necessarily to work on yourself or work on your passion, because you know a lot of people, they're going through it, so it's understandable if they don't. But if you do have that time and you do have the mental energy and the mental capacity to invest in your passion, I really think that the silver lining of this is you can see this time as a gift, because we're never going to get this amount of time to ourselves ever again, I feel like, in our lives.
I agree for sure. Like, it really feels like, it almost feels like purgatory, you know, like we're in the middle of like nothingness. Like,
facts.
And
straight facts.
It can be overwhelming, like you said, if you really don't know what you want to do, or you don't, you know what I mean? But it's really about just, I say, taking it one day at a time, as cliche as it may sound, you know, some days are harder than others. Sometimes weather helps you. Like, if it's a sunny day, I feel more inclined to get up. So, you know, little things like that.
And I think there's definitely going to be times where, you know, you might not want to get up or you may not want to be productive. But those days are important too, because those are like self-care / self-rest days. And we need those as much as we need like the grind and the like the productive days.
No, I can agree with that for sure. Like, always, that's a good thing of being able to strike that balance. And once you can find that, I feel like you'll really put yourself ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you get into photography? Like, how did this happen? Was it like when you bought your first camera? Was it before then? Like, give me a brief overview of it all. Walk me through it.
I remember like in high school, like senior year, we used to take photos, and like I used to have to wait a minute for photos, and I was like, yo, like if I ever took pictures of somebody, I'd never like make them wait, you know what I mean? And like I'd say like a year after I graduated high school, so like 2015 into 2016 is when I really started. So within these past 4 years, you know, it's really been an up and down journey, you know. And it's like you said, it's like you got to find time to like to just chill, to really just look back and reflect of how far you came.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I think that's interesting coming from you, because like, I mean, in a few minutes, we're definitely going to talk about where you're at now and like all the personal achievements you've had that like I've seen just following you on Instagram, and I'm sure like people close to you are very proud of. But hearing you say that, you know, it especially to somebody like me, it means a lot, because you're somebody who, like, I feel like we come from, obviously we don't come from the same borough, because you're from Brooklyn, I'm from the Bronx, but we come from the hood, and we come from a environment where
passions are hobbies, and you're not supposed to turn those passions
to a career or monetize what you love to do. If anything, it's the opposite. I feel like there's a fear factor of it. Like, have you experienced that, where people are like, yeah, bro, but like, where's photography really gonna take you, or like get a job? Like, have you experienced that kind of narrative before?
Yo, to be honest, it's crazy. Sometimes, like, it's like you kind of get it from your parents sometimes, but like, you know, they don't like mean it like that. But it's, I guess they want you to keep your options open. But like, I feel like you got to go all in on what you want to do, because it's like you can't spread yourself too thin. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
You got to give it your all while we're young, while we have the time. Like, we can do it. We're in the age with digital era of information where you can literally learn what you want to learn. And it's up to you to get up to that task and do it. You know, it can be scary. I'll admit, sometimes the fear of success is really a fear. You know what I mean? But it's like,
yeah. Do you feel like you have that fear, or do you feel like it's something where, like, you know, like it's mine to claim, or is it a journey? Because I don't think nobody just wakes up and they're like, yo, I'm the best photographer. I'm meant to be the best.
Nah, I agree 100%. 1,000%, actually, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, because, like, you say so many truthful things literally within your response, and I'd say it's a little of all of that, you know what I mean? Like, you don't always have that confidence, or at least in my case, sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, you build it over doing things and realizing, like, yo, I can do this. And, like, in terms of what you said as being the best, like, I'm slowly learning to, like, I'd say it wouldn't even be the best photographer. I'm learning to, like, be the best person I can be overall, you know, because I'm learning how, like, you got to be your best you if you want to be the best at anything, like, physically, mentally, spiritually, all of that, you know, like, it all ties into each other.
I think it's definitely interesting, like, hearing you talk about working on things, because I'm going to be honest, like, When we first met, like, it was because I worked in the Best Buy photography department. You know, your friend Willie worked there, and you would always, like, visit him and pass by the photography section. And it's interesting because when we would talk about photography and just me seeing your photography, it looks so effortlessly. Like, it looks like, yo, you know, I was just chilling. Like, the aesthetic that I get from seeing you is, like, oh, I'm just a guy with my camera, and I just take flicks, and I just happen to be at the right time, right place, right moment. But I think that's how I and maybe some other people consume your photography. But I'm interested to know, like, is that the process, or is it like what does working hard on your craft look like? Like, is it shooting for hours, practicing? Is it watching hours of YouTube video? Like, what does that look like to make it look so effortlessly?
I'd say it's a little of both, because, you know, you're always inspired. Like, me personally, like, I'm really inspired by, like, the Shimodus, the Jamal Shabazz's, like, photographers of the 90s and the 80s that documented the city, you know what I'm saying, when people weren't doing that. I take it as, like, for me, for my work, I just want to create things that you're going to love down the road. You know, like, I'm always thinking of the future. Like, how are things going to look in the future, and how can I document my time for people to enjoy later? You know what I mean? And it's like you said, it's literally repetition. Like, there'd be days, like, I'm not shooting anybody. Like, I'm literally just going outside, shooting buildings, shooting my block. Like, people mean a lot to us. And through our work, I really feel as if it shows what's important to us. You know, like, we exhibit the confidence we want people to see in our work. I feel like you really gotta be confident in yourself, and other people will gravitate towards your energy because because you feel so highly about it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you gotta know you're the shit before anyone else does. Like you were saying earlier, you know.
No, yeah, definitely. And I like what you said about, like, your hard work is exhibited in your craft. Like, cause I think that's true. And I don't know. I don't think shooting buildings is. I get why some people would think, like, oh, it's buildings. But I think, especially in your situation, like, where you're from Brooklyn, and you're from the side of Brooklyn. Like, Brooklyn, everybody knows, like, Brooklyn is heavily gentrified. But I also feel like you're from Flatbush, and you kind of, like, I don't know Brooklyn like that. But from what I've seen and from what I've read and from what I've heard, like, there's still parts of Brooklyn that still hasn't been completely fully gentrified in terms of culture. And I like how in your photography, even if it's just taking pictures of buildings, you see that contrast. Like, you see the hood, but then you see that one condo in the middle of the hood that, like, you could tell it's not supposed to be there.
Well, thank you, for real.
Nah, for real. And it's like, you're showing a gentrification. It's still telling a story. I feel like people are going to look like that, look at the 2010s and the 2020s, if, you know.
Right?
Hopefully. Like, we're a vibe. I feel like our generation is definitely, like, a new kind of vibe. And when people look back, they're going to want to know, like, what was gentrification? Like, how did you see it happening? Like, how did it look like? And pictures like yours, I feel like that's still capturing a story. And I noticed you put that on your Instagram post, too. Like, do you want to talk a little bit about that, about, like, capturing and witnessing and experiencing this kind of, like, this, you know, this gentrification, but also, like, the stealing of culture, of authenticity?
It's honestly kind of a good feeling to feel, knowing that you can document that, you know what I mean? Because, like you said, like, I've had I remember not seeing white people in Flatbush, you know what I'm saying? Like, no offense, like, I remember not having any white neighbors. It's just weird, you know what I mean? Like, although we were young, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you still have those memories of, like, a different time, you know what I'm saying? Like, you see prices go up, you see shops close down, like you said, you see condos pop up, and it's like, it's really like, damn, like, the world is changing. And the world does change, you know, whether for good or for bad. And it's like, it's all about adapting, I'd say. But also never forgetting where you come from, I'd say. Like, I got Flatbush tatted on me. I got Brooklyn tatted on me. You know, it's just never forgetting where you come from, and always just knowing that there's, it's unique wherever we're from.
1,000%. Because I feel like where you come from makes you, not only does it make you who you are, but I really think that, and I'm also speaking from experience, because the Bronx is in the middle of its own process of gentrification. It's just not as advanced as Brooklyn's. But even now, I'm like, yo, sometimes I find myself stopping and being like, I need to value my community before somebody, some developer comes here, and they're already doing it. They come here and they overvalue us. But it's not even like, how do I explain it? Like, it's not for us. And I think that's what gentrification feels like. Like, it's not just random luxury buildings popping up and white neighbors. It's also just suddenly the place where I felt like was my home, where it was comfortable, like, now I don't feel as comfortable. Now I don't feel as safe. Because when you travel to different boroughs, you know, you get different feelings depending on the borough you're from and the borough you go to. And, like, New York City is a whole bunch of cities and communities within itself. But there's certain communities where you're like, all right, this is home, and I can relate to the people here. And then there's certain communities where you're like, I feel like I don't belong here, right? Like, I shouldn't be here. And that's gentrification. Like, in my experience, I don't know if you relate to this, but it's like when you walk in by, you're like, why do I feel like I don't belong where I've always grown up? Or you see these buildings and you almost, you see it coming. You're like, oh my God, like they're going to move a whole bunch of white people here. The bodega prices is going to go up. I'm going to have to pay $10 for chopped cheese in like 2 years. And it's just not going to be my community anymore, you know?
Sure, I hope not. Like, you feel me? They better not.
Listen, but yeah, it's like, is that, you know? And I, that's why I think it's important for photography such as yours to capture those kind of moments, because it's like, it's the shit that's really happening. And it's, you're right, change is inevitable, but it's like, very few times do we get to see the change, do we get to see the evolution from the people that was there. And I think it also aligns with the evolution that somebody like yourself is going through, where it's like you're trying to make it from the hood to, you know, wherever your mind wants to go, but you never want to lose what makes you who you are. Like, you never want to lose your roots.
Exactly. You know, because it's all we got. You know what I mean? Like, with everything that goes on, like, is our history and our culture.
Facts, 100%. And I also wanted to talk to you, speaking of places that you're going to in life. So one thing that we have to talk about is the fact that you are somebody that's been fortunate enough to go to certain concerts and certain performances and get great shots of celebrities, and even like be in inside of those moments, like Yang's Day, the one that just passed. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? Like, how did that happen? What was your experience? Was it like people reach out to you because they like your photography, or were you in the right place at the right time? Like, how can you walk us through it?
Well, fortunately for me, I work with ASAP 12 of the Mob. So, like, you know, with him being an integral part of the Mob, you know, I'm basically sanctioned in, like, events, you know what I'm saying? And I never take it for granted, because I remember, like, 2 years ago, like, waiting hours, like, two to six hours waiting outside to get in front of shows, you know, like, waiting in the cold. You know what I mean? Like, having no plugs, like, it's really a humbling experience, because once you get there, I kid you not, like, the atmosphere is incredible. You know, being in the front, there are thousands of people, knowing that we're all there for the same cause. It really, it's a different kind of rush. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's for that one day, or even for those couple of hours, you really feel like, yo, man, like, I could do this for the rest of my life. Like, oh, funny shit. It almost puts all your, it casts all your bad vibes away. For that little bit of time, we're like in that show, or you're taking those photos. It's like, it's like you said earlier, like, even capturing the moment. Like, sometimes, like, I'll be in the right moment, but sometimes it's like, yo, like, I gotta get this shot, because it's like, I don't know if I'm gonna get it again. Like, I think of every shot as like, yo, it could be my last. Like, no funny shit. Like, not even to like take it like that, but it's like, you really gotta make the moment impactful. Like, don't wait for the perfect moment, make the moment perfect. You know,
yeah,
like, have fun, love what you do.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And I love that you describe it that way. But I also love how you're like, yo, like, you don't take it for granted, because it's like, I feel like that's when you know you're doing your passion, when you're doing things right, when everything is worth it. Like, the fact that, like, what I hear is passion coming from you, where it's like, yo, I'm in the right place at the right time. And this energy and this, and I get it, it's like a high. I don't think there's a drug that exists that can replace it. Because it's like, oh shit, I'm here and I'm doing something I love and I'm getting compensated for it, but it's not about the money. It's just like, damn, like, I didn't make it, but this is like a landmark. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean for sure, because, like, to keep it a bug, dar, the biggest moments of my life were, like, when I had no money in my pocket. Like, I swear to God, like, I feel as if those are the moments that really make it for you, because it's like you said, like, you was doing it, you don't even need bread. Like, once you love what you do, it's not even work. Like, it's literally, you're getting up out of bed to, like, have fun. Like, it's a beautiful feeling, because it's like, you don't want to waste your life or waste your time doing something that doesn't grant you that joy.
Yeah, 1,000%. And it's like, it's what gives you purpose, it's what motivates you. And I think it's a reward for all the work you put in, for all the mental and emotional investment you put into your craft. And that whole thing you said about, like, yo, this might be my last photograph, is like, I can relate to that feeling of like, yo, if this is my last day, like, I want to die doing what I love. I want people to know I died doing something I love. And even like, you don't got to think so much about like, oh, if it's the last photograph. Like, you just don't know if that could be that one photograph that's remembered forever. That in 50 like that years, better. People look back. You know what I mean?
I appreciate you for that word. It's all about you. Now,
that's a fact though, because like, think about how many, like, and you as a photographer, you know, think about how many photographs are like such, they're a big deal. They're printed on every single shirt. And like, sometimes you don't know who the photographer is, but you know the photograph and you know what it makes you feel and you know that experience and you're thankful that person was there to capture that moment.
Agreed 1,000%. Like you said, it's like they almost etched themselves in time, like in a moment in time, you know?
Yeah, 1,000%. So I definitely appreciate you saying that because I think it talks a lot about your passion. And one thing I like about it too, and like I brought it up obviously because I feel like I don't think I could talk about you as a photographer and not mention like the recent success that you've had and the success that you're coming. But I like the fact that I could tell that you don't just be photographing celebrities because they're celebrities. I know I'm not like a top tier photographer, but I feel like selling cameras, you get to know a lot about how people are as a photographer and you get to like learn how to read photographs. Like I feel like you can learn like people's intentions by reading or seeing their photographs. And one thing I like is like I feel like you capture people. You don't just capture celebrities. Like this person just happens to be a person that you recognize when you look at the picture. But it's like I'm capturing him at his essence. And it could have been him or it could have been anybody else, but I'm capturing people at their essence. So I like that. I like how you have that mentality. And like is there a technique behind that? Like, is it like for example, when you're by ASAP Mob or you see Rock or you see Toby, like, is it something where you have to tell yourself, like, yo, it's not a big deal. They're just people. Or is it like you're so, like, you're more, how do I explain it? Like, you're more into the moment. Like, you're just like, yo, I'm just capturing, these are my niggas. Like, the way I capture my niggas, these are the way I capture these celebrities. Because I do think it's the same style.
Yo, it's crazy you said that because, like, at first, I'll admit, like, I wasn't all because, you know, it's like you grow up listening and, like, respecting, admiring their work. And it's like now you're working with them. Like, you're in the same room with them. Like, it's definitely a transition. You know what I mean? Because, like, for me, like, I want it to be as organic and as personal as possible. Like, I'll admit, I used to be that guy that, like, go up and, like, ask take pictures of people. And sometimes, you know, you may be successful. Sometimes you may have to sneak it in. But for me, I'd say it's like, you want it to be as authentic as possible. Like, I don't like forced shots. I don't want to ever feel like I'm paparazzi, you know what I'm saying? I never want to come off as that annoying nigga just trying to take pictures of what's hot. Because it's like, you want to take pictures of what matters. You know what I mean? And I've learned that. And that's why, like, I've even taken a step back from doing all that. Because it's like, anybody can do that. That's hype. You want people to respect your work. You want to cover all bases, what I'm saying. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't want to be a one-trick pony. It's like, you appreciate the art and you want to capture the art for what it is. That just happens to be a part of it. Like, yo, you know, these celebs, or they'll get you attention. But it's like, you were shooting, or I was shooting before I knew who these people were, before they knew who I was. And it's like, I can never, ever leave or ever forget where I came from. And it's kind of like tying into that. It's like, they're people too, like you said. And it's like, just like how I shoot my guys, I shoot them, you know what I'm saying? And it's just a blessing to be able to do that. And it just lets me know that, like, anything is possible. Like, with the work, putting yourself out there and really just manifesting it. Because, like, we manifest what we want. You know, if we manifest, yo, today gonna suck. If we manifest, like, yo, it's gonna be lit. So, like, I really feel like it's our mentality. And every day I tell myself, like, yo, pray that you hear. Pray and wake up, pray for everybody. You know what I mean? Like, my mom used to tell me, like, people be going to sleep hungry. So it's like, I just think of everything. I think of my family. I think of people like you. And, like, well, one last thing, like, instead of focusing on the support that you want, I'm focusing on the support that I already got. You know what I mean? From people like you, from everyday interactions, because that's what matters, not the internet, your family, your colleagues. That's what really matters. You know what I'm saying? Doing it for the people you love.
Yeah, a 1,000%. Like, I know you couldn't hear me because I put myself on mute, but I was like snapping and clapping at everything you were saying because that's a fact. Like, everything you said is a fact, and it's whether we're talking about photography or whether we're talking about anything in life, like, you really got to manifest things. And it's all about intention. Like, why are you doing what you're doing?
Yes.
Would you be doing it if you wasn't getting paid? Would you be doing it if it wasn't, like, if it couldn't get your career? I feel like photography, especially now, is such a trend. It's such a hype, like how you said. And people, like, all they want is clout and hype. And the easiest way to get clout, hype, and fame and money and all of that. And it's, like, very few people are doing things based on intention. Very few people are doing things just to capture a moment, and a moment that they belong to, not just, like sneaking in to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, something more organic, something more natural, something more authentic. And not a lot of people have that nowadays, I feel like. So I think it's great that you're saying that. And I really do like how you're saying, like, oh, and I capture these, like, I capture them how I can, like, how I capture my guys, because it's true. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not sitting here thinking, like, yo, this nigga is lying, bro. I see the light he be putting his niggas in, and, like, versus, like, how he be putting, let's say, ASAP Rocky or something. Like, no, I'm really following Willie and following Sam, who are, like your brothers, basically. Like, seeing how you capture their photography is, like, yo, bro, like it's really the photographer that makes the photo. So I really want to give you your props on that. And I also want to ask you, like, so if you don't mind sharing, like, what are your goals? Like, how do you sit here and think about the next steps? Because, well, first, let me ask you this. Do you feel like you've accomplished things sooner than you expected?
It's crazy because, like, yes and no. Because, like, I feel as if, like, I've accomplished that, like, people know what I do. That, like, people respect my art and my craft. But in terms of, like, things like making a living off of this, like going on someone's tour, and even bigger goals, like eventually opening my own studio. Like, I really feel as if, like, it's like checkpoints, you know what I mean? Like, it's like you have a to-do list every day. Like, you have things that you want to accomplish, but there's always things to do. And that's what I think is what keeps us going, is that we always have things we want to accomplish. You know, you can never be satisfied, you know, and it may not be money. It may not be, you know, going on a tour. Sometimes it could literally just be capturing that photo you always wanted, or like connecting with the people, you know, it's like leaving an influence. Like, what's the point of me doing all this if, like, I'm not helping people do what they want? Like, if I'm not helping other artists and helping other creatives or inspiring other creatives, and, like, what's the point? You know, like, I feel as if, like, if you're in a certain position, it's up to you to really just continue that and help others along that are like-minded and want to do the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. It's all about opening the doors. And I like how you said that it's checkpoints, because it really is. It is the daily to-do list. It is the monthly goals that you hold yourself to. Is even the things that you don't get to accomplish, or the things that maybe you envision them one way and they come out another, because they're all learning experiences for you. Like, they all, you know what I mean? Like, it helps you, like, kind of rewire your game plan and be like, all right, bro, this didn't work, so now let's try this. And it's like, I feel like there's certain goals. Like, I once read in a book that an obstacle is just a test of how much you want something. And that changed my perspective forever, because I was like, there's certain goals where you just like, yo, I'm gonna get this. Like, I don't know how, I don't even know, but I know mentally, like, that's for me. And I'm gonna do what I gotta do, and I'm gonna plot the right way to get to where I wanna get to. So when you say you've been plotting, like, especially throughout this time, is that something you've been working on, like the kind of goals that you wanna achieve, let's say in the next 5 to 10 years with your photography? And what would those goals, like, what do they look like? Like, if you could tell us a little bit about it.
Most definitely. Like, recently I've been really getting heavy into videography too. Like, they're so intertwined, although they're different, they're so similar. And, like, you don't know how many people, like, will come up to me in the street just because I have my camera, or ask them if I do videos. And, you know, I've always told them, like, not yet, or like small videos, but nothing too serious. But it's like, you just want to expand, you know what I mean? Like, I feel as if they tie into each other, and it's like, the fact that we have this time, I can really learn how to be a great editor. Like, I already am, in my opinion, like, I love how I can visualize things without it being a complete product. So I just feel as if
being able to really edit videos well, I already be able to put them together and combining both, you know? Like, I really want to make movies. I got my Project Yourself series. Like, I've been taking pictures with that, but, like, I want to make a video about it. Like, I really feel as if, like, videos can, like, pictures say, if a picture can say 1,000 words, then a video, I don't even know how many words a video can tell, because, like, a video is, like, what I see for you to see. And we may not even interpret it the right way, but it's the fact that, like, you can have your opinion on it, and I can have an opinion on it, and we can discuss, you know? That's what makes it unique. Like, you know, remember when you saw, like, that they had that dress on Facebook where it was, like, or social media where it was a different color, and people was, like,
yeah, type.
So it's kind of like, we get to really talk about it, you know? And that's why, like, there's no right or wrong answers with art. Like, it's all interpretive, and that's what I love about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you make it your way, I make it my way, and we can all appreciate our art. That's what I love about it the most.
I really like that answer. That's why I was, like, a little speechless. But, yeah, nah, I agree. I think with videos, like, they tell a story. That's really where you get the emotion from. Like a photograph, it can tell you a lot. But I feel like with a video, you know, like, that's what makes people cry. That's what makes people feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's really how you persuade people. Like, that's how you move generations. That's how you change things. So I definitely feel what you're saying about elevating your craft, elevating your business. Yeah, like, that's business that could be going straight to your pockets right there. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, again, it's not about the money, but it's like every door
you gotta live.
Another door. You have to live, bro. Like, you have to, you know? And I feel like as young creatives of color, one thing that I feel like we have is that we're afraid to monetize our talent. Because we don't want to overvalue ourselves, so we end up undervaluing ourselves.
Yo,
man. You know what I mean? So it's like, now we have to go hard. We can't be afraid to be like, yo, I do want to make a living, because I deserve to make a living, because my shit speaks for itself. And it speaks now, but in 10 years, it's going to speak even louder, even more articulate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to take it to the next level. So I definitely respect everything you're saying about that. Like, I definitely can relate to everything you're saying.
Nah, thank you so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, each one teach one, you know? Like, we can all do it, I feel like.
Yeah, 100%. What do you feel like, with everything, like, we're hearing you talk about all of this, like, so where do you see yourself, like, let's say in the next 10 years? And I know that's a very loaded question, but it's like, what I heard you talking about a studio, I heard you talking about, you know, where your movies, going on tours, like what do you want Adam the photographer, what do you want his life to look like in the next, let's say, 10 to 15 years, or, you know, in the prime of your career, better yet said?
I just really want to just have a setup, you know? Like, I don't know, like, I can't speak on the Bronx, but in Flappers specifically, I don't really see any spots for creatives to create, or even just our city in general, you know? And it's like, I know they say, like, you know, don't come back to the hood, or, you know, people don't appreciate shit, but it's like, I want to just help out, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to just put on for where I'm from. Like, I'll admit, like, maybe I'm obsessed with where I'm from, but it's like, people copy our lingo, people copy our swag. Like, we're at the center of the universe, like, of the world, like, you know what I mean? I feel as if it's an honor and
we don't get enough benefits of it. Sorry to interrupt, but we don't get enough credit or enough benefits for creating the culture that people emulate all around the globe, like how you were saying.
Nah, that's true, for sure. Like, and I guess also within that time frame, I really just want to learn more about myself and just to keep growing. You know what I mean? Like, because every day is an opportunity to better yourself, you know? Like, you may have a bad day today, but it's like, you don't want to wake up angry from what happened last night. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I say, most importantly, I just want to just have my own studio in Flatbush, perhaps have like some of my photography books in my old elementary schools, you know, and to show them that, like you said, people of color, people like us can represent.
1,000%. And we are capable, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think part of giving back to your community is paying it forward and showing them, like, if you could do it, if you could break all these boundaries, imagine what people, like, what somebody that comes from your community after you could do. And you know, like, I always tell people, I try to remind myself in my own career, which is more, like, related on policy and legislation, but I feel like it's all the same sentiment. Like, wherever, whatever seats you get to be, like, whatever tables you get to sit in your future, whether, no matter who's sitting there, no matter how famous or popular, whatever, you're not only representing yourself, like, you're representing your community, you're representing your neighborhood, you're representing, like, you know, you and that other person, that other kid that might be just like you and may have a dream just as crazy and as big as you, like, you're representing them at those tables. You know, so it's, I feel like it's up to us to break these kind of boundaries. We put all this energy into productive things and into things that will help us better ourselves. I think in the hood, whether we're talking about Brooklyn, Harlem, Bronx, like, I think the hood has some of the most talented, creative, inspiring, intelligent people I've ever met in my life. Like, I promise you, like some of the most hood niggas and hood girls I've met in my life, like, they're innovative as hell, but it's like they have all this energy and there's not always a lot of opportunities for us to put it in something positive and something productive. There's not always a lot of people telling us in our lives like, yo, you can do this, or you're capable of this, or you can dream that big, you know what I mean? Because it's like people always trying to keep us in these boxes, I would say. You know what I'm saying? And they don't really let our potential grow into the best of it. Because we all have our best potential and our worst potential. And it's all about which one it gets, you know, fed, which one gets nourished.
For real. That's really cool.
It's a fact. So for you, like, I know you talked a lot about, like, what the future might look like and what you want to do. And I like the fact that you talk a lot about, like, your community giving back. Growing up, like, what's led to that? Like, what cycles do you have to break, whether it's in your environmental, generational, within yourself, to kind of get you to the mind state that you're at right now? Because to me, from just speaking to you these few minutes, like, I feel like you're in a very spiritual mindset, and I really fucked with it so heavy. And it's like, what kind of cycles did you have to break to get there?
I'll say, growing up, especially as a teenager, like, I'd say, like, I can't say like most, but like some teenagers have, like, you experience a lot, like, growing up, relationships, not having confidence in yourself, like, getting through high school. Like, I really feel as if, like, that's an underrated part that really helps us mature and grow. Like, I know we're still young at 23, 24 years of age, respectively, but it's like, in teenage year, when you're a teenager, you know, it's like, it's your real first opportunity to really experience the world without your parents really being around you. You know what I mean? And it's like, I really feel as if what we experience in our teenage years is what shapes us. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you can either grow from you being as a teenager, you can stay stagnant, or you can, like, unfortunately, hit a bottom, you know? And I don't wish that upon anybody. But, like, I really feel as if me just growing up as that kid, I'll admit, like, as a youth, I did, like, I wasn't taking photos, but I was playing basketball. I was drawing. I really feel as if I was just into a bunch of shit, and I'm pretty sure you can attest to it too. It's like, your creative juices are flowing when you're young, and you got to keep that energy, that imagination, because it's all we got. I feel as if, like, if you feel like you're old, you're going to move around like that. Of course, you got to have wisdom and act wise and upon your years, but it's like, you can never lose that fire. You can never lose that kid in you, and it's like, that, you can't ever lose that.
I love that you said that, like, you gotta hold on to it. And I agree, because not only is it, like, all we got and all that we, and, like, it's the best of us, but I think it also brings you just an inexplicable amount of joy. You know, like, there's so many people our age that are drinking their life away, smoking their life away, and there's nothing wrong with smoking or drinking, but again, we always go back to intention. Like, if you're drinking to drown a sorrow, like, you're gonna drown before that sorrow drowns. Same thing with smoking. Like, if you're just smoking to heal a wound, like, that's, you gotta do the healing in your own time, and then also, you know, like, smoke on the side or whatever. But the whole idea of it is, like, you got to find what brings you joy. You always got to find what brings you joy, because there's nothing in the world, nothing, no amount of money, no amount of clout, no amount of men, no amount of women, no amount of nothing, like, that can fill the kind of joy that that creativity has. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if you relate to that, but that's something that I always tell myself. Like, yo, whatever brings you joy, that's what you gotta do. Whatever brings you purpose and joy, that's true. Like, you always gotta make sure you're doing it, because if not, that's how you get old. When you start doing shit just because you're supposed to, not because it brings you any kind of joy or leads you to your goals in life, you're not really living. Feel me?
No, I feel you for sure. It's almost like you just existing, you're just passing by.
Facts. So we're almost ending our interview, but I just want to ask you one more thing. Like, what is, like, if you could give advice to, let's say, 15-year-old Adam, like, what advice would you give Adam? Like, what's something that you would tell 15-year-old Adam right now? Like, if you could pull up and be like, yo, listen.
Yo, if I saw 15-year-old Adam, I'd say, man, you're a king. Right? You know what I mean? Don't ever second guess yourself. Don't be afraid to walk the road less traveled. You know what I mean? Pioneer. Everything will work out, and have fun. Like, enjoy where you're at. You're only 15 once.
Five. Nah, I like that. I like that. One last question, and then we could sign off. But just out of curiosity, this doesn't even really have to do with the podcast, but what's one event what's one event that you would love to shoot? Like, if it could be, like, the last, I don't like to think like that either, but, like, let's say it's your last event or your biggest event. Like, what's one thing that you would like to shoot in the future or in the near future, et cetera?
I'd probably want to shoot, like, maybe...
Or a person.
The Super Bowl, like, and maybe it's cliche, but, like, just, I'm trying to think of something that, like, maybe the West Indian Day Parade. Like, just something that's, like, has a lot of, damn, that's a great question.
Yeah. Nah, it's okay. I mean, it's completely out the moon. It was just more out of curiosity. I mean, if the Super Bowl, like, let's go with your first answer. If it's the Super Bowl, what teams would you like? You like, yo, if this team wins this championship and I'm there photographing them, like what would that look like? Like, set the scene for us.
Well, it got to be the Jets. You know what I'm saying? I'm a New Yorker. I'm heavy. So I got to fuck with my guys. But, like, and I love sports. So, like, I would say, so either that or... It just gotta be, it gotta be the people I love. You know, for me, I love experiencing things with, like, my bros and, like, Willie and Sam. Like, I want to be with my family. Like, it ain't no good if you do it by yourself. Like, if I'm not with my guys, it don't mean the same.
All right, I respect that, and I fucks with that vision. And the reason I asked that question, like, no lie, like, not to, like, just being very honest, like, I'm somebody who, when I see talent, I see passion, like, I always like to give people their credit before they even reach the potential that I know they could reach, because I feel like, you know, you shouldn't wait to see people succeed to tell them, like, I always knew you was gonna be successful. I think that's wack. Like, I see you shooting things, like, I see you shooting, like, the Super Bowl. I see you shooting big-ass events. Like, I see you shooting big-ass people in the future, whether they're big now and going to be even bigger back in the future, or somebody who's meant to be famous in the future, whatever. Like, I really see that being your level, or the level that you've reached, you know? So that's why I asked that, because I'm like, yo, I wonder what that would look like, or what one of those goals would be.
No, thank you so much, Star. You know, and I see it with you too. You know what I mean? Like, we're all great. And it's up to us to really just discover our purpose, you know?
Facts. And I think we're all gonna reach that top. You know, the road is gonna look different for each one of us, and maybe the destination looks different. But I feel like that level we're gonna live in, like, we're gonna elevate not only this generation, but, you know, our communities, the communities that normally never get that clout and aren't, you know, people don't believe in. But we got so much to show. So I mean this so much. Like I really can't wait for you to be one of the people that I meet at the top. I think it's like a blessing from God and one of the things that I'm very grateful when I get to even interact with people like you, like people that have ambition, people that are working on themselves, people that just strive to be the best version of themselves. I never take that for granted, because even a conversation like this, I feel like it really puts you into perspective and it motivates you and it reminds you why you do what you do, you know?
For sure. No, I really appreciate you for even for feeling this way. You know, it means so much that you respect my art and you care for it, because that's all it is for me, you know, really just inspiring people and just showing the world, you know, what we're capable of, honestly. And again, I really do appreciate you offering your time, your advice, your experiences, and trust, at the top, it's going to be sunny.
It's going to be OD sunny. Facts. Thank you again for joining us in this episode of Break the Cycle. I don't know if... So give everybody your Instagram handle and where they can contact you and find you and see your beautiful photography. And if you have any last words, feel free to say them.
Yo, you can follow me on the gram at Snaps of LOMAX, Snaps of Lomax. Same thing on Twitter, Facebook, Adam Lomax. Shout out to Arlenny, you know what I'm saying, for her Breaking the Cycle podcast. She's on a great thing. She's on a big things, and I can't wait to see the future episodes of other great creatives and individuals. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. And thank you again, Adam, for joining me in this episode. It meant so much. And thank you for this great conversation. It was a cup of coffee I needed today. So thank you so much.